Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
By the way, gender is just one aspect in planetary conditions.
We didn't even talk about the topic of sexuality, but everybody knows that it's there.
But when traditionally, it had nothing to do with that, you know.
It didn't, but you know, even back then, like centuries ago, you could still see sexuality play a role in the birth chart.
Yes. I'll put it this way. I'm not saying it doesn't play a role in sexuality. I'm saying when delineating a birth chart and looking at gender, it has nothing to do with sexuality, but it does. Because you can see it as a tomboy who don't want to wear dresses and wants to hunt and fish and climb trees and do boy shit.
Yeah, I know. And also, like, my mutable planets.
Yeah.
Especially that the mutable planets are in the male quadrants, in the masculine quadrants.
Any last words you want to add? Tell the people, say about, here's your chance to get on your gender rant and tell the people, you know, how they can get in touch with you.
Everyone, thank you for coming to our TED Talk. I hope that no one gets offended by the episode. You know, we love everyone, and everything is a spectrum nowadays. It always has been, but it's more of a spectrum now.
Well, and if you did get offended, take your lace panties off, harden up a little bit.
And this is coming from a man that grew up in the 70s, you know, so.
I walk around with pink, shiny shirts.
You know, but we have some, everyone has some learning to do. And I think we're doing just that.
I will just say this. If somebody has a bunch of planets and they all masculine, like a female has a bunch of stuff and is very masculine lines, I could see how it could be a little bit more accepting, help you accept some of the things that you think and society may say is odd and not normal.
Of course. Well, I'll give you an example. I don't know if you've watched this because, you know, probably you don't have a small kid around you. But the new Disney movie, Encanto, which is basically, it translates to charmed or charming. Disney just made this movie, Encanto. And basically, Encanto is basically about, you know, like, you know, it's like the Hispanic culture, Colombian culture. It's a very big family, and they have a magical home and this and that. And
wait, let me stop you right there. Is that kind of racist?
No, it's inclusive.
They got a very big family. Is that like a racist kind of undertone?
No. They have a very big family. Hold on. And the grandma, they have a matriarch. So in the movie, you should probably watch it. You'll see a lot of astrological concepts in it, because I found a few. Uh-huh. The grandmother is the matriarch of the family, and she's kind of like, everyone goes to her, and the house that they have has like magical powers. But that's besides the point. My point is that one of the sisters in the movie, I forget what her name is, but there's a song about it that became very popular. She's very masculine. She's actually super built, and like she's very muscular, and she's very like, you know, tough. Like she looks very tough. And one of the songs that she like sings is about strength and about how she has to kind of like carry the world on her shoulder. And a lot of people on Twitter and on social media were commenting on how they can't believe that Disney finally portrayed masculinity in a female.
Mm.
Because she's very pretty. She's a woman, but she's super, like, as soon as you see her, it's almost like you're looking at a bodybuilder in a way. You know, like, she's very, like, muscular, big, you know, she, like, would carry, like, rocks everywhere. You know, where usually the norm is for a man to take that role. But now Disney kind of, like, portrayed it and, like, you know, gave it to, like, a female, which was, like, a very big, you know, ordeal.
All right.
So, yeah, that's basically my example to everyone. If you can get anything from this episode, it's literally that. You watch the Encanto movie from Disney and you'll see exactly what we're talking about.
Is it in the movies or theater or is it on HBO or something?
It was. It's probably like on Disney Plus right now. Let me see if I can find her name. She's the strong sister. Luisa. She's a strapping bodybuilder. Described as the rock of the family, Luisa was gifted with super strength. But it's a pretty big deal that Disney actually did that, you know? So that would be like a great example of a woman or, like, you know, a female with feminine planets that are in very masculine signs or masculine planets in masculine signs.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.